Mishnah Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Lo yitzeh chayet b'machato samoch v'chashecha. A chayet, a tailor, should not leave his house with a machato, with a machat, a needle, close to when it gets dark, close to Shabbos. Shema yishgach v'yeseh, lest he go out and then carry it on Shabbos, and he'll be transgressing the sin of carrying on Shabbos. And explain over here that this is even if the tailor, afilu b'machto atchulu b'bigdo, even if the needle is stuck in his clothes, you know, like a contractor puts a pencil behind his ear, so he puts the needle in his clothes on Erev Shabbos. Even if that's what he's doing, it's still considered carrying because that's the way he carries it. So it doesn't really matter whether he's holding it in his hand or it's stuck into his clothes. It's nevertheless carrying, and of course, assuming there's no Erev up, will be a prohibition on Shabbos. So we say even Erev Shabbos, don't walk outside with this needle either in your hand or stuck in your clothing. Similarly, v'lo ha-lavlar b'kul maso. A lavlar is a sofer, a rebbe, a scribe. He should not go out with his kul maso, his quill, b'ita, with his pen, with his quill, on Erev Shabbos, samlech ha-chashecha, before it gets dark. Again, from the same reason that lest he forget and carry it on Shabbos. V'lo yifale es kelev, v'lo yikra l'arhaner. So here it's saying that a person should not, kelev are his clothing, or his kelem, here it means clothing, he should not shake it out from lice, or lo yikra l'arhaner, he shouldn't learn Torah, neither of these two actions, in front of a candle, not Erev Shabbos, but on Shabbos, Friday night. And he explains that haner, the light, be a maim in their days, hayaklish neslo tocha shem v'apsila, it was a flask with oil and a wick. Uba mishasin alame, the mishas come and tell us, shalo yifal as kelev, you shouldn't kolomar, shalo yivar kinem yivigdo, you should not remove the lice in front of the ner on Shabbos. And you should not learn in front of the ner, the candle, on Shabbos. Why? Because we are choshesh, we assume that you might come and tilt the ner. And in those days, if you tilt the ner, you bring more oil towards the wick, in order for the wick to light better and give you more light, and then you're doing an ister of mavir, of lighting a fire on Shabbos. So this has nothing to do with Erev Shabbos, this has to do with on Shabbos. These two halachas are coming to tell us that on Shabbos, you cannot learn or tilt or shake out your clothing from lice in front of a candle. Of course, nowadays it's different. We don't have candles, we have actual light bulbs, but that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us over here. Be'emes Amru, the halacha is, or some say Be'emes Amru is, it was a halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai, a halacha that was brought down from Moshe from our Sinai. The point is, this is what the halacha is, they're going to say now. Hachazan, chazan is not what we think, you know, chazan helfgat. Here it means a actual rebbe. Melami tinoko, so not the typical term of chazan. Melami tinoko, so rebbe. Roe, so here we're giving an exception. He can actually see La'or Haner below Shabbos. He can actually, you know, observe by a candlelight Heichan HaTinokos Karim, where the kids are reading. So if he has to give a little class to his kids, he can observe the kids where they're reading. And we don't assume that he's going to tilt the candle. Because over there, it's just like they say, it's an Ian Muad. It's a small little, you know, involvement. He's not actually reading the book. He wants to make sure his kids, his students, are reading well. And therefore, that we permit. We don't assume he's going to tilt the candle. However, the kids themselves, what about the kids? Maybe they're going to go ahead and tilt the candle. So for two reasons, we don't assume they're going to tilt the candle. Number one, the Rebbe is there, and he's watching over them. So she'emas Rabba Malam, the Kahati says, that they're afraid of the Rebbe. So they're not going to tilt the candle. So they can even read like normal. And then the Yerushalmi brings a cute reason over here. She'atinokos rotzim she'ichba haner, they shall start to likro. Kids don't want to learn. So if anything, they want the candle to go out. They're not going to try to, you know, give it more oil. They want to go play. So therefore, they're not going to come and tilt it. And that, this is a scenario where the Rebbe can oversee the kids, his students learning. And the kids could learn normally, and we don't assume either of them are going to tilt the candle. Avuhu lo yikra, but says the Mishnah, he himself, the Rebbe, can't learn towards to the light of the candle in front of the kids. Because the kids, you know, they can't look after him. And we assume that if he's going to start learning seriously, he will tilt the candle. Kiyosibo, similarly, another halacha, Hoyochal Hazav Im Hazava. So this is really nothing to do with Shabbos, but it's just the concept. Klomer Kshem Shegazul Inyan Shabbos Al Devar Marum La'el Kadei L'Hachik Adam Ben Aveir Kach Gazul Mitam Zesh Hoyochal Hazav Im Hazava Al Fishneim Tmeim V'Gam Cholam. So he says like this: a Zav and a Zava are individuals that have a certain level of impurity, and these people cannot eat together. Why not? What's wrong? Lest this male and female Zav and Zava come to cohabit with each other, and that would be an Aver and an Isser. So again, we're drawing a fence to keep them separate, and they cannot eat together. Nothing to do with Shabbos is during the week, but the concept is what holds true. Mishnah Dalet, the Elu, and these halachos that we just mentioned, two of them, the one of shaking out your clothing from lice, and learning Torah in front of a ner or candle on a Friday night, says the Mishnah, Hein min ha'alachos she'amru ba'aliyas Hananiah ben Chizkiyah ben Gurion k'she'olu levakra. So here what it's saying is a little history, that Hananiah ben Chizkiyah was a big gadol, great leader, great Torah giant, and in his generation the Chachamim actually wanted to put away the Sefer Yecheskel. They wanted to hide it, because they found countless contradictions within the Sefer. And Hananiah ben Chizkiyah was a great Torah scholar. He went up into his attic, and he put together a whole explanation on Yecheskel to show that it's a true Sefer. And he was praised for what he did. Now, when he went up to the attic, it became almost like an event. And the Chachamim used to go visit him. And during their visits, there were a bunch of halachos that were set up during his time when he was learning and explaining the Sefer Yecheskel. Other new Torah laws, rabbinic laws, came into fruition from his learning up there in the attic. He was strongly immersed in the learning, and new halachos came up. So what they're saying here is that these two halachos that we just mentioned, shaking out your clothing and learning in front of a candle on Friday night, their origin was from Hananiah ben Chizkiyah when he was in that attic explaining the Sefer Yecheskel. And they say over here, Nimnu v'rabu b'shamay al b'shil. It happened to be that normally machlokas b'shamay b'shilal, b'shamay is normally stringent, b'shilal is normally lenient, and generally we paskin like b'shilal. We go according to b'shilal. But in this instance, there were 18 cases, shmona asa devarim gazu b'bayam. There were 18 scenarios where actually b'shamay had the majority. And it says that achir rabu lahatos, you go after the majority when it comes to, paskining law. And here, in 18 scenarios, Bishami were the majority, so we actually paskin like them. And two of the halachas are from the 18, and that's what we're saying. The origin of these two halachas were taught amongst the 18 laws that were taught when Hananiah ben Chizkiyah was in the attic. Now, what are the other 16? So it's actually quite a long explanation, and time does not allow us to go through it now. What we're going to do is offer a bonus track after this shir that goes through the 18 halachas that were mentioned in the attic, and of course, two of them were these two laws that we just stated in the following share. Thank you.